Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Corinthians 11. I hope you will put up with a little of my foolishness, but you are already doing that. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I promised you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. I am afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may be led astray from your simple and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims a Jesus other than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it very easily. I consider myself in no way inferior to those super apostles. Although I am not a polished speaker, I am certainly not lacking in knowledge. We have made this clear to you in every way possible. Was it a sin for me to humble myself in order to exalt you because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting their support in order to serve you. And when I was with you and in need, I was not a burden to anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my needs. I have refrained from being a burden to you in any way, and I will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. But I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to undercut those who want an opportunity to be regarded as our equals in the things of which they boast. For such men are false prophets, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their actions. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then receive me as a fool, so that I may boast a little. In this confident boasting of mine, I am not speaking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly put up with fools, since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you, or exploits you, or takes advantage of you, or exalts himself, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I concede that we were too weak for that. Speaking as a fool, however, I can match what anyone else dares to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am speaking as if I were out of my mind. I am so much more in harder labor, in more imprisonments, in worse beatings, in frequent danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. In my frequent journeys, I have been in danger from rivers and from bandits, in danger from my countrymen and from the Gentiles, in danger in the city and in the country, in danger on the sea and among false brothers, in labor and toil and often without sleep, in hunger and thirst and often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from these external trials, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not burn with grief? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who is forever worthy of praise, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas secured the city of the Damascenes in order to arrest me, but I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his grasp. This is God's word. Despite a lifetime of love, discipline, and teaching from good parents, young people sometimes reject their parents, even denouncing them, and those young people instead choose to make foolish and sinful decisions. This is the kind of heartbreak that comes to mind when I read 2 Corinthians 11, as we read today. Paul poured out his heart and soul to the Corinthian church. He loved them, wrote to them to give them guidance, and visited them when necessary, all to present them to Christ like a good father would present his virgin daughter to her husband. Despite his work and ambition for them, Paul dealt with constant concern that they would follow another Jesus or a different spirit than the Holy Spirit. And Paul's concern was due to the fascination that so easily overcomes people. Adam and Eve simply needed to trust God and keep his commands, but Eve was so fascinated, so fooled by the prospect of something greater than what God offered. Likewise, the Corinthians flirted constantly, it seems, with false doctrines and new religious ideas. Instead of maintaining sincere and pure devotion to Christ, as verse 3 says, Paul was concerned that they would leave Christ for something a bit more sophisticated or seemingly more spiritual. And that danger that Paul wrote about here continues for us today. Instead of studying the Scriptures, looking for a greater understanding of God's character and Christ's glory, Christians sometimes become enamored with religious symbols and religious ceremonies because those make them feel more spiritual. Or instead of looking into the Word of God for revelation, some Christians turn instead to books where the author claims to have received revelation directly from God. Jesus may be, and often is, referred to by these churches, by these preachers, these authors, and so on. But the Jesus they speak of is not the one who calls us to childlike faith and simple obedience. The Jesus they talk about is a distortion, a false Christ, who claims to offer more than what the Scriptures give us, or the Jesus we know who demands that we do no more than fall on his grace for our spiritual life and take his word by faith for our daily growth. Christ is all that you need. He is the infinite Son of God, and he is more than enough. His work on this earth, in his life, death, and resurrection, can save your soul eternally. His words and his church offer more than enough to satisfy the longings of your soul. Don't be Eve-like, then, looking for something better than Christ or something in addition to Christ. Cling to Christ and follow him all the days of your life. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, to receive these as a free email subscription. Or you can subscribe to them as a podcast in Spotify or in Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to support me financially, I would appreciate that very much. Please go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.